Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Drinkers, we are back, baby. We are back. We are recording this on October 25th, and we've had a few days to just catch our breath, get over that loss to Baltimore, and now we're going to jump right back into it. It's Monday Night Football against the Raiders in Detroit for the first time in, I think, 4 or 5 years. Detroit has been waiting for this for a while. We are pumped. And we're going to be drinking the Kool-Aid on this podcast, diving into that whole game. We have a couple guests, one entering the lines, then Chris, and then later on, we have another guest picker. So we'll get into all that. But before we do, let's introduce the Blue Kool-Aid crew that is here. I am Big Z. Let's get to the rest. We got UJ.
Hello, Kool-Aid drinkers.
And then we got Red Dog.
Yo.
All right, gentlemen. So the Lions are going to be hosting the Las Vegas Raiders. I don't know why I said that slip up, but I also call them the San Diego Chargers sometimes still. But anyways, the other team, but those are type slips. Anyways, but Lions are 8-point favorites at home this week against the Raiders team that is struggling mightily. But we'll get into all that. And I just want to dive into it because our guest is waiting. And we'll get into Lions injury report and things of that nature. Actually, it's not even out today because we're recording this on our usual Wednesday night, and injury report doesn't come out till Thursday. So nothing on there. But anyways, let's get to entering the Lions' den. And this week, we have entering the Lions' den, a bold, brave Raiders fan, and that's probably the last good things we'll say about him, because he is a Raiders fan. He is the opponent this week, and he is entering the Lions' den, but he is nice enough to join us here. It is Chris McCollum. Thank you for joining the podcast and entering the Lions' den.
Appreciate you guys. Glad to be here. Good luck to everyone now while we're still friends.
Yeah. Oh. Can't believe you had the nerve to come on this show, boy. So it takes a brave soul.
So Chris, tell us a little about yourself and why are you a Raiders fan?
Well,
we don't understand.
No, hey, a lot of people don't. I'm one of three brothers, all California born. So unfortunately, we were bred into the black and silver, and you know, raised with the commitment to excellence and just, you know, a lot of things. So, no, it's a family tradition and carrying it on with my kids. And unfortunately, they decided not to choose anyone else. So, no, Raiders are struggling, but hey, you can keep us down, but you can't knock us out. We just change cities.
Well, we can keep you down, though.
No, we'll just change cities.
Yeah.
No,
we'll
yeah, how do you feel about that city change?
You know,
Did you like the move? Are you against it?
I'm against it, but you know what? It's never up to us fans, and us fans can say what we want. But like I said, I'm a California guy, and even growing up, didn't like the move to L.A. I always thought Oakland would be the home, but you know, like they say, Oakland, L.A., Las Vegas, Mars, Raider Nation, baby.
Did you ever go to a game in Oakland?
No, never in Oakland. Never got to go into the black hole. My brothers have been, of course, many times, but all of my games were always road games. So
Ah.
Mm. And are you one of those Raider fans that paints themselves in black, has like the shoulder pads, spikes on them, nope. or some ghost like Max?
No, you know, I'm not that committed. I'm not that. Give me a hat, give me a sweatshirt, and I'll go enjoy the game. I don't mind. And that's why I say road games, I wear my colors into any foreign territory. It don't matter.
Well, Chris, this Raiders team is struggling right now.
Yes.
It's not good, especially when you get your ass kicked by a Bears team that a lot of people think is one of the worst in the entire NFL.
Well, it doesn't
and
help.
I know they had Jimmy Garoppolo out, but was Jimmy Garoppolo the difference in that game?
No, definitely not. It doesn't help that our quarterback's been around since, I think, like the 80s. This might be his 36th.
O'Brien Hoyer?
36th team he's played on in the league or so. I don't know. Anyway, but no, it's tough. Regardless, that's a game that I feel with Fields out, Jimmy G indefinitely would have made a difference, but that should have been a win for the Raiders. That should have been our get back week. And it was hard to watch. Of course, little mistakes, tip balls lead to an early interception. Really, you can't, you know, do anything about a tip ball, but there was no run defense. I mean, they let that guy Freeman just have a day on us. He was basically bullying us, and it was hard to watch. And you guys had a tough weekend too. It's one of those weeks, but for us Raider fans, it's week after week. And unfortunately, you know, we just keep hoping for that get back. The team has too many strengths to play this bad. That's the problem.
Well, and just like the Lions, who had Matt Patricia, former Patriots coordinator, as a head coach, you are now experiencing that with Josh McDaniels.
Yeah.
How do you like the Josh McDaniels / kind of Patriots like culture going on in Vegas right now?
Again, don't like it. Didn't like the move when they hired him. unfortunately, I was a Gruden guy. When they brought Gruden back, you know, I think everyone became that Raider fan at heart for a week or so, because you enjoy Gruden. He's a football guy. He's who you want leading the pack. And for him to come back, it was great. The way he left was horrible. Then we make the move. We have a fill-in coach who we all kind of liked and thought could have led the team. But of course, McDaniels is a big name, and in the true Davis family owner history, they like to try to capture lightning as quick as they can in a bottle. And I don't like it. He's trying to implement a system and not playing to his team's players' strengths and not really allowing anything. And we wasted too many years on Derek Carr. Wasn't a Derek Carr fan. Was 5 years ago ready for him to be gone and ready to move on from him. And I feel like we wasted a few good years with him.
He was like our Joey Harrington, gosh, right? I guess.
And I wish him luck, but hey, he's someone else's problem.
Yeah. So, you know, for a lot of years, the Lions now are seeing some success, and which we are just relishing it at the moment. But we've gone through a lot of bad years, and a lot of it stemmed from the ownership and from the top down. And all of a sudden, we seem to have got it right. Is it the same thing with Mark Davis? And I mean, is it just the way he runs that team, or hires the wrong people? Or,
you know, it's almost like you can say what? That as a fan, you can look at it and say that even Al Davis at the end of his career was just, it was some decisions, some bad moves, bad things all around. But he went to Vegas. He wants to bring in the big names. I mean, he wants to be that team again. And he was hoping that, you know, he could capture something with McDaniels. And I don't know. I don't know if it's ownership. I don't know if it's just the guys we put trust in, and people get there and they get to a team. You're in Vegas, distracted. I mean, even look at the talent we lost with Ruggs right away. Poor rookie, you know.
Yeah.
It's glitz and glamour.
If they get caught gambling at like a casino across town, but it's owned by Mark Davis. Does that count as gambling on like team facilities and get him suspended?
No, that's team property, right?
Yeah, right.
I just love how the new stadium all has MGM an on-site property. Jail. And that just says everything you need to know about Raiders games. And unfortunately, it'll follow it to Vegas.
The
Raiders, they have an on-site
Philadelphia
judge.
You said that too.
Yeah, they take you right to the judge. You get sentenced right there. Yeah. And if need be, you're there till Monday.
And an on-site firing squad. They get it all done right there. End-to-end service.
Oakland mentality.
You probably have a little chapel there too. You get married.
By an Al Davis lookalike. Dressed like Elvis.
Oh, perfect.
Well, yeah. No, I'm looking forward to this.
A question for
Chris. Go ahead.
Oh,
no, go ahead.
On a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being you'd rather walk on a bunch of thumbtacks strewn across the ground, or 10 being that the Raiders would continuously change their city of origin every single year. How scared are you of the Detroit Lions this weekend or Monday?
Well, is that until they get it right? Once we get it right, do we get to stop there in that city?
No, it just keeps going. Yeah. Just keeps going.
Look, I'm gonna tell you something.
London. It stops in London.
No. Detroit is the team that no one wants to play right now because you got something going. I admit that. And especially after coming off this last week, the Raiders don't want to play it. However, these are one of those games with Jimmy G possibly coming back, with the Raiders struggling, with this being that Monday night, you know, highlight of we're already an 8-point underdog, you know, I think that was the opening line was, 8 points. I don't know exactly what it is at now. I haven't checked it again, but these are one of those games that I'm telling you, just like every other game this weekend that you watched and were just kind of shocked at. This could be a get back week.
Okay, so what's the number?
The number of how scared I am?
One through ten.
Yeah. I'm gonna go what's five? Is that like you know, is that like falling?
You got the range. All five, right. That's fine.
Okay. That's because I'm gonna stick in the middle because
Five is getting swarmed by Asian hornets.
I could take that.
Asian hornets. And
I'm not allergic to anything.
The only way to escape is to stay underwater and hold your breath.
Grew up a swimmer.
Well, I'll tell you, there's one guy on that team that I would love the Lions to get somehow, some way, is that Max Crosby.
Nope.
That dude he's a beast. Is an absolute monster.
He's one of those players, once in a generation type of guys, you know, and luckily he's all about being at the Raiders and he wants to create a new, you know, era there and a name. And he's just like Hutch, you know, he's one of those guys that everybody watches on every play and you're watching his matchup and what's going on with him. And he's definitely the highlight of the team. If we had 11 of him on defense, we'd be great. You know, but he can't do everything. And like I said, the last week, the Bears, all they did was run to the opposite side and no one picked up on it on the rest of the Raider team. Right. They were just all like watched him. So that's our problem is it's always been the problem with the secondary. Now, like I said, this week, this is one of those games where you look at how Jacobs hasn't been able to get off. I mean, I don't think he's had a game with over 70 yards or something crazy like that.
49, averaging 49.6 yards per game, 2.9 yards per rush.
That's gross.
118 carries to 347 yards. He's only had one run over 20 yards all year. The team as a whole has only had two runs over 20 yards.
Well, no,
the run game has been abysmal.
We either find something out and we keep the game close and we battle and we grit it out and the team, this is that game, or we're going to sit back and watch probably one of those 41-0, you know, hey, you guys should go for 70. The Dolphins didn't want to go, or what was it? What could they have got if they kicked the field goal 72 or whatever? But anyway,
yeah,
it can go either way. This is one of those games, though. I'm warning you.
You need to drink some black Kool-Aid, black and silver Kool-Aid. Wow. You're not sounding really confident right now.
Yeah, it sounds like more like an 8 or 9.
Yeah.
Like I said, this is one of those games where it's up to the team. As a fan, scared? I can have as much as I want. But just remember, it's fall time, and the autumn wind is a pirate, blustering in from sea. With a rollicking song, he sweeps along, swaggering boisterously. His face is weathered and beaten, and he wears a hooded sash with his silver hat about his head and a bristly black mustache. He growls as he storms, a villain big and bold, and the trees all shake and quiver and quake as he robs them of their gold. The autumn wind is a raider, pillaging just for fun. He'll knock you around and upside down and laugh when it's all said and done. The autumn wind, my friends, I'm telling you.
Wow.
Monday night is the stage. It's the stage. And they either show up or they don't. And unfortunately, I'm one of those fans who looks at it either way. But with Jimmy G coming back and Adams, the guy's pissed off. You've got great offensive talent.
I just want to go back to what the hell was that poem you just said?
That's the Raiders theme. That's from 1974 NFL Films. Oh my gosh, written by Steve Sable.
Is that their fight song?
That's the Raiders fight song, The Autumn Wind.
Wow.
Look it up.
Oh, we didn't have to ask.
That's what I was going to ask you. You know, do you know the Raiders fight song? Because that's what we ask every guest.
Does it have a tune or is it just like a poem?
There, hang on. Let me see if I could. Audio will pick it up. You guys have never, heard the autumn wind. Oh, gentlemen.
No.
Oh yeah. I'm real rusty on my Raiders lore.
You're gonna be hearing it all week. I'm telling you.
Well, Chris is pulling that up really quick. Just really quick on Adams. He has struggled mightily. He has one game where he had 172 yards against the Steelers this year, but last three, 45 yards, 29, and 57. It's been a rough go, and he's pissed. He's publicly, shown his discontent. So.
It's not fun. Anyways. It's not fun to watch as a Raiders fan sometimes, but we have the talent. The team just needs to put it together, and it takes one game to get over the hump. So, Rudd Dog, how scared are you on 1 to 10 If the Raiders pull this off,
he's trying to turn the tables on you, Rudd.
Then the speculation comes in, because that's one thing I've noticed in the NFL this year. Critics are quick to turn. Quarterback has a bad week. All of a sudden, they should get rid of him. So NFL critics are quick, and they're already all over you guys. How'd you let that happen? So what's the talk going to be if this scale flops and you have to choose, and the Raiders win?
What did you just say? I don't know. Wait, are you saying, what was it, 1 to 10? Did you even give me one?
Oh, yeah. Okay, 1.
What was the range?
1, you have to wear a Raiders jersey for the rest of the podcast. Or 10, you have to wear one for the rest of your life. Because, like I said, this is one of those games you may not get over. Because it's a turning point in the middle of the season.
So on a scale from 1 to 10, 1 being I have to wear the Raiders jersey for the rest of my podcast, and 10 being I'd have to wear one for the rest of my life, how scared am I of the Raiders this week? Is that what you're asking me?
I am.
-0. Not scared. No, not scared one bit, baby. No fear in this dojo. No fear here, King Wasabi.
Well, no.
We're gonna feed the Raiders their lunch.
Hey, it's one of those things.
Chris, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Z.
Yeah, we have to wrap up the segment, but before you go, we need your prediction.
I appreciate the attempt, though.
This game.
Prediction?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be a tight game. I really think it's going to come down to the third and fourth quarter. And I hate to say it. I hate to go against my Raiders. I like to talk smack. I'm glad you guys brought me on here. But you've got a great team. And when it comes down to it, I have a feeling you're angry and you're hungry this week. So I'm going to say 34-28. Raiders going to keep it close.
Oh.
Fourth quarter.
I thought he was going
to say
Chris,
we were just
like
starting
really
to respect you, and he just threw it all out the window.
Wait.
I'm a realist, guys.
I'm a realist. I thought he was going to say something like smart for a second that the Lions are going to win, and I was like, what?
I did.
Yeah,
I said
we were
you
just
guys,
beginning to
I said you guys win wait. The game, 34-28. You guys were listening.
Oh.
This is the Raiders are going to keep it.
All
Raiders
right,
are going
right.
to keep
we
it close.
A little bit
but
now.
Unfortunately, at this point in the season, I love my team, but I just have a feeling that
right.
they're going to do something Raiderish and do something stupid. But if not, I'll see you guys next
we
week if
it.
You want to have me back on to gloat.
Thanks, Chris.
Hey, good luck, guys.
That won't be necessary next year, but.
Thanks for coming on, Chris.
Thanks, Chris.
Yes, thank you so much, Chris. Appreciate it for entering the Lions' den this week as the Raiders travel to Detroit.
There's something scary about like a fan who's willing to pick against his team. I don't know. It's like unnerving.
I would say he's the least delusional fan we've had ever enter the Lions' den. I'll say that.
Yeah, like he seems smart. Smart guy.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Well, gentlemen, another delusional fan has entered the Lions' den. Oh, not as delusional as we usually get, though. He actually predicted the Lions to win, so he's going to be a lot more accurate than 95% of our guests. I think we only had one other one predict the Lions' victory. But anyways. But, yeah, I mean, so, like I mentioned, the Raiders have been struggling. 30-12 loss to the Bears last week. Struggled even against in their win on Monday Night Football a couple weeks ago against Green Bay. New England, who they barely survived against, needed a safety at the end. But anyways, and the safety was by Max Crosby, UJ. A game-winning safety. Clinching safety. So maybe he's on the trade block, you think? That'd be awesome. But I doubt it. Especially because they're
not for anything we'd afford anyway.
Right. But yeah. Anyways, I think now that we're in our preview part here, thanks again to Chris for joining. But now let's get into our prediction segments part of the podcast, and we got three prediction segments this week. We're gonna do our Roar of the Week, of course, but then we're gonna predict: are the Lions gonna make a trade at the trade deadline? If so, for who and how much will they give up? And then our predictions for the actual game itself in Detroit. But let's get to our first one. And before we do, we have our guest picker of the week. Let's welcome to the podcast, ladies and gentlemen, Taylor Wiles. Let's go. Taylor, welcome to Drinking the Blue Kool-Aid. Thank you for hopping on the podcast. Please introduce yourself just a little bit and your thoughts about this Lions team thus far this season before we get into all the predictions.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me. Really excited about how the Lions have done thus far. Obviously, I think it kind of surprised us a little bit. I just hope we keep rolling. So, we'll see.
All right. And are you from Detroit? Are you from Michigan?
Yeah, I'm from the Metro Detroit area.
All right. Beautiful. All right. So let's dive into it. I want to get to our Roar of the Week. So that means the most impactful player. Which player is going to have the biggest impact on this game? Oh, actually, before I do, there is one thing I wanted to mention. Well, I'll mention it next week, actually. So, but anyways, our Roar of the Week. And Taylor, I want to throw it over to you. Which player is going to have the biggest in-game, biggest impact on this game on Monday Night Football?
I'm thinking Amon-Ra St. Brown. I think he's going to come in, give us some of that veteran leadership and go off on a Monday night wearing our alternate blue lids. I'm super pumped to see those new helmets, so that should be sweet.
Beautiful, beautiful. Rud Dog would say that's the most boring pick ever because he considers Amon-Ra boring player because he's just boringly excellent
in
every week.
In the best way possible.
About how good he is.
Yeah, yeah. He's good. He just came off a birthday, too, so I think he's going to bring some of that into Monday. Yeah.
There you go. Mm. Beautiful, beautiful. All right, so Taylor, our guest picker, has Amon-Ra St. Brown. Rud Dog.
Okay, well, I feel like he's been picked a lot this year, but I'm going to pick him again because I just feel like he's ready to really just pop any moment, and that my guy is Jahmyr Gibbs. I after we kind of saw him get his first taste of the end zone last week, get a little space to operate finally, I think we could see him get the ball a little earlier and more effectively and really go off for some big plays. Expect at least one long touchdown run. So Jahmyr Gibbs is my Roar of the Week.
There you go. That was a good roar. So we have Amon-Ra. Now we have Jahmyr Gibbs. Beautiful,
all right.
Beautiful. Let's go
my
over to you,
Jay. Roar of the Week was originally I was thinking Gibbs too, but I'm going with Hutch in this one because this is going to be an awesome matchup between Hutch and Crosby. Mm. And they're obviously not playing against each other on the field, but they're going to want to outdo each other on the field in this game. And I think, you know, they're going to kind of want to prove who's the best because I think it's kind of between those two guys right now. They're neck and neck for the most pressures in the league. Maybe not for most sacks, but for the most pressures.
And best.
Right. Exactly. But, I think Hutch is just going to be super psyched in this game to want to outdo Crosby.
Well,
so I got to go with Hutch in this one. I think he's got at least a couple sacks in this one, at least two. So, yeah.
I like that.
Beautiful. Well, we can all get on board with Hutch. That's for sure. No doubt about it. I forgot TJ Watt too. He's also up there.
He's pretty good.
Pass rusher, but,
he's pretty good.
Yeah. So,
what about the Bosa's?
Damn. Let's keep listening. But anyways, so UJ has Hutch as his Roar of the Week. And I believe Bob's here. He is going with Laporta as his Roar of the Week. 75 yards and a touchdown for Sam Laporta. Well, I don't think Montgomery is going to be playing, unfortunately. And someone on defense needs to step up on this team. I'm going to go with a guy that I think, a reason I think Charles Harris is benched last week partially is the emergence of Campbell as a pass rusher. And I'm waiting for the super breakout Campbell game. And I think we get it here on Monday Night Football.
I like it.
So I'm going to go with Jack Campbell.
Your what of the week?
Roar of the week. I think they're going to utilize. Sorry. Right. My Roar of the Week. Thank you, Jay. My mistake. But Jack Campbell, I think they're going to use him on the edge again this week against a porous offensive line for the Raiders. The Lions are going to shut down that run too and give him more opportunities to rush. I do think he ends up with the sack. I think he ends up with a pick in this game too.
I like.
And I think he ends up with at least five tackles. So Jack Campbell is my Roar of the Week. And our producer, Kid Jay, really quick, your Roar of the Week.
My Roar of the Week is going to be, I think Brian Branch is, he's back and healthy again. I think he's going to make a big play. I think he's going to have an interception probably three tackles for loss. And he's going to be the engine for the defense.
Ooh,
so he's my Roar of the Week.
I like it.
Beautiful. Let's go. All right. So we have Just to recap, Amon-Ra, Jahmyr Gibbs, Sam Laporta from Bob, UJ has Hutch, I have Jack Campbell, and producer KJ has Brian Branch. Beautiful. Beautiful. Now, let's move on to our next prediction segment. It's a new one, and it's just for 1 week only, so don't expect too much. But that is our predictions for, will the Lions make a move at the trade deadline for another player? I want to go around the horn again. I want to throw this over to Taylor. Do you, and how much will they give up, if you don't mind? But Taylor, do you think the Lions go out and get anybody here at the trade deadline?
I think they're going to have to, yeah. I think we're pretty banged up, but I'd love to go see them get Brian Burns from Carolina Panthers. Have another pass rusher opposite of Hutch. I think that would be dominant for our defense, but I think we're going to have to give up a few picks for him for sure. So that's my trade deadline prediction there.
I would love to see that.
So I'm looking up, I need to confirm Brian Burns' contract here. Yeah, he is it looks like he's a free agent after the season. So, and he's an undrafted free agent. So if the Lions trade for him, it would be a rental. I mean, what do you guys think? Brian Burns,
unrestricted free agent, you mean?
Unrestricted free agent. He's an
I was going to say, I thought he was a first round draft.
He was, yeah, and this is the last year of his contract, and actually he's franchised. So I mean, they could franchise him again, but they had to pay out the wazoo. So anyways, it would take it wouldn't take as much as you maybe think, because he will be a free agent last year. Next year it's a rental. So what do we think? Like a second rounder? I mean, there's a lot. The only reason I think it's that high is because there's a lot of teams in the NFL that are probably vying for a pass rusher like him. And if so, would you do it? Road Dog, would you do it for a second rounder?
Maybe. Yeah, I'd probably try. I'd probably be okay with
Taylor.
I would be. Yeah. If we're going to make a run for the Super Bowl here, time to do it.
I hands down would do it, yes.
Let's do it. UJ. That's a tough one. I would probably say yes, because Brian Burns is elite, and him with Hutch would be just last one.
That would be a lot of fun.
I'm curious what Bob would think. Bob would be just more missing too. Like, go for it type, but he's not here, so. Anyways, a third rounder, absolutely. Like, throw it over. But yeah, second round makes a thing. So, Rudd Dog, are the Lions going to make a move for anybody at the trade deadline? If so, for who?
God, it's so hard to tell right now, because, like, you got Campbell making comments about wanting to keep the unit he's got already. But, like, we're banged up. Like, I really do feel like, you know, as much as I don't think that Ravens game was a massive indicator of where we're at as a team, I think it did show that we could really use someone else to add some punch to that pass rush, some extra teeth to that pass rush. So I don't know if it'll be a big move like Burns, but if we move for at least someone solid to upgrade or reinforce that pass rush, I think we'll make something happen, but I don't know if it's going to be a big thing.
I mean, besides Brian Burns, the other big name that's been floated out there is Danielle Hunter from the Vikings, but the Vikings just upset the 49ers on Monday Night Football unexpectedly. And now they're only two games behind the Lions and still play them twice at the end of the season. So they're very much alive in the division. So maybe they will not be trading him like people were thinking just a week ago, really. Otherwise, you can make, I mean, the pass rushers.
Chase Young is the one I've seen thrown around.
Yeah.
And I would actually like
Are you going to ask me?
UJ. You're next. UJ.
Aaron Donald. Aaron Donald.
Yeah. What would you give up for him?
I don't know. it'll obviously take some, but I don't know what his contract is. But, he's an older guy. And, but he's still young enough. He's still kind of in his prime. And, the Rams are in a sort of semi-rebuilding mode here. And they could probably use some draft picks, So why not, see what they can get for Aaron Donald. I'd give away a couple draft picks here. Not a not a first rounder, but maybe a second and a third for the next year or something like that. I don't know.
Oh, wow.
I don't know. I don't know what I do.
Zero chance of that happening here today, just to let you know.
I'm just throwing it out there. You're asking.
He's going to retire a Ram. He's not going anywhere.
It's been bandied about.
Well, let's throw it to, our producer, Gajay, is actually a Rams fan. So, producer Gajay, is Aaron Donald a trade candidate in the slightest, even?
He is absolutely not. And I think the Rams would ask for a minimum like 2 first-round picks. And like a third. It would be he's still playing like an elite level this year. And I think it would be like 2 to 3 first-round picks. So if you really want to give that up, UJ, the Rams probably have a conversation. But yeah, he's gonna retire a Ram.
Oh well. Wishful thinking.
I mean, that'd be remarkable. That'd be remarkable.
All right, Z, what about you? What do you think?
It's a tough one. Like you guys were saying. Brian Burns is a really good one, Taylor. He's definitely on my mind. The other thing I want to mention before it just gets to mind is the mutual release of Marvin Jones. We hope that his family is okay and he deals with everything just fine. I wonder if that... It seems like that may have been affecting his play on the field. The Marvin Jones we saw this year is not the Marvin Jones that was even like last year. He was a really good performer for the Jaguars. But anyways, and the reason I mentioned that, I don't think he's a trade target, but Hunter Renfro, who we forgot to talk about with Chris, our Entry Lions Den guest, is that Hunter Renfro is on the trade block. If he goes for like a 7th rounder, this is the last year of his contract too. Would you guys be down for adding Hunter Renfro to this roster? I think he's a really good
7th rounder. Yeah.
I like him, but isn't he more of a slot guy?
He is.
I mean, and we got Amon-Ra, so I mean, it's kind of redundant there. I do like him. I'd love to have him on the team, but I don't know if he'd have a good role here.
I did hear some Jerry Jeudy talk. Maybe him being on the trade block there, that could be interesting.
He's definitely on the trade block. Yeah. He's definitely on the trade block.
Yep.
Get the speed flowing, baby.
I don't see the Lions trading their resources for an offensive weapon when their offense is pretty like solid and good to go. For the most part, it's definitely going to be on defense, and I was going to go Brian Burns as well for a 2nd rounder. But do they do it? I predict they don't. It might be like a 5th rounder for like a veteran cornerback somewhere in the league. If the Lions really wanted to go all in, they go for Patrick Surtain on the Broncos. But that would be at least a first, if not 2 firsts.
Is he even really being offered? I heard they basically want to make him like their foundational piece of that defense.
Like I was telling you, Jay, it'd be kind of dumb to not take calls on a player. So
you're always taking calls.
Oh, yeah, you hear him. But I just feel like, Z, like we're going to see a Brad Holmes like bargain bin move almost. I don't know. It just doesn't feel like they're going to do something big, but it would be awesome. Like Chase Young or
Chase Young would be
Brian Burns.
Because the other one I heard is that maybe it's Sweat. Because, Chase Young and Montez Sweat are both free agents at the end of the year. They're not going to be able to keep both guys. But Chase Young's been floating around since the preseason. So,
yeah.
But
I also heard Allen floating around in that conversation too. The tackle, what's his name?
See, they're in a weird position. Because their head coach is probably not going to return. He's an older guy, and they're not succeeding. They have a brand new owner, a GM that's kind of like in the middle of all that. So I don't know what they're going to do. It's an interesting situation.
Good team to pick for scraps.
Yeah.
So anyways, those are our predictions for the trade deadline. I guess we get additional thoughts in 6 days when we do our live stream after Monday Night Football on YouTube at DTBK. Subscribe on there to be alerted when we go live right after the game on Monday night. We'll be right after because that'll be a late one. But We'll get our instant reaction on Monday night on there. But anyways, we'll probably have some additional trade deadline thoughts on Monday after that game, because we'll have some more information on who's maybe available. Or maybe the Lions make a move before then. That could be possible, maybe, too. But anyways, let's go to our final segment. That is predictions. That's right. The Lions are 8-point favorites at home in Ford Field. Ooh. They're hosting Monday Night Football for the first time in 5 years. Do you remember the last time they hosted Monday Night Football?
5 years ago?
Javid Best.
No. It was not. It actually, the game started off great. They got a pick six to start the game. The Patricia era was off to a hot start, and then they lost by 30.
That was the Bears, wasn't it? Oh,
no, the Jets.
Oh, yeah.
Sam Darnold rolled to his right, threw it across the other side of the field for some unknown reason.
Now I remember. We had a watch party at the house, and we were, like, going crazy. And
then
minutes later, we were depressed, completely demoralized. I remember that now. Oh, man.
Yes.
Wow.
It was a 48-17 loss at the hands of Sam Darnold and the Jets. Everybody thought Sam Darnold was the man in New York, and now he is the backup for San Francisco, but actually probably starting this week because Brock Purdy has a concussion. Anyways, let's get to our predictions. This is a big game. The Lions are looking to right the ship. Let's get to our guest picker, Taylor. What is your prediction for this Monday night game?
I'm going 31-13 Lions after being humbled against the Ravens. I think they come back strong, get back on track, and again, look good, play good in those blue lids. So we're gonna win it on Monday night.
That's right. And Taylor, you're like an artist type guy, right? Like a graphic artist to some degree. I think Justin,
I am,
our producer, showed us. So your opinion on the, first of all, I think you alluded to it a little bit there. Do you like the helmets? And second of all, do you like them wearing them with the Color Rush gray unis? And do you like the gray unis? Because we have differing opinions on this podcast.
So originally I thought they were, I didn't like them at first, but they're starting to grow on me. I think they would have looked better on the clean whites. But I don't know. I dig them. We'll see how they go.
Well, there you go. UJ does not like them. I like you, they have grown on me a little bit over the past couple of years. But let's throw it over now. Oh, wait. Say your score again.
31-13.
Lions, baby. Let's go. All right. Rud Dog.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I just think there's going to be like a ridiculous like cataclysm happening this Monday. And I think what we saw Miami do to Denver is going to pale in comparison, as we not only smash 73 points, we go straight over to 101 points and just really crush Vegas into the ground, as sort of just like a, last week was a fluke, and now we're going to destroy everybody. And so we win 101-3. They get a field goal. So that's a little bit annoying, but 101-3, just everybody does awesome stuff. You know, a lot of tutties for Gibbs.
All right. Well, you've had some predictions, Red Dog, in the past that were on the edge. This one is probably your most extreme ever.
I'm on the edge of a
road. Oh boy. You've been in the Vegas sun too long, Rud Dog.
American.
Oh boy.
Anyways, UJ, let's go over to you.
Okay. Well, I was thinking about this a lot. Putting my mind is a gambler, you know, like how would a gambler think about this game? You know, a person betting on this game. So the thing is, everyone's after Lions coming off a crushing defeat and playing out a weak Raiders team, Monday Night Football at home. They're going to predict that they're going to just crush the Raiders, right? Well, that's what everyone's going to think. And then, but then you got to be contrarian. So then you think, well, everyone's thinking that, so it must not be true. We'll go the opposite. That means the Raiders are going to win the game. So then now everyone starts thinking the Raiders are going to win the game. That's where I become double contrarian. And I go, ha, now they're all thinking the Raiders are going to win the game. And no, the Lions are going to win this game. They're going to win it big. They're going to win it 39 8-6. The Raiders will not taste the end zone. They'll get a couple field goals. But I predict the Lions coming off that game last week, they're going to be super hungry at home with a loud crowd. Hutch is going to go wild on defense. And I think Gibbs will have a great game in this one. I think they're going to utilize him maybe in ways we haven't seen yet. And they're going to open up his game. So he's going to get a couple tutties in this one. I say at least two tutties in this one. And 39-6 is my final score, and I'm sticking with it, baby.
39-6?
Yeah.
Wow. Let's go, UJ. Let's go. I love these scores. We have 31-13, right? Taylor, that was your treasure. Mm-hmm. I didn't rip down. 101-3. And so, I mean, a lot of ass kickings.
39-6,
yes. And now we have Bob's, which is Lions 42, Raiders 10. Lions bounce right back. Ooh. More disciplined on both sides of the ball. Well, I would say they're very disciplined in that regard, and that score sticks. So let's go to our producer, Kid J, your prediction.
The Lions will win. I think they're going to win 30-13. I think it's going to be a dominating performance, and I think they're going to really get on track before the bye.
Let's go. Yeah, that's important, too, that Kid J mentioned. The Lions with a bye after this one, so they can go balls to the wall and then know that they have 2 weeks off, or like a week, yeah, 2 weeks off, basically. So, yeah, I love it. I love it. So, okay, I have the Lions scoring over 30 points. I think the Raiders, it looks like Jimmy G is going to play, and the Lions still have some of their injuries, but that's all right. I'm going to go 31-17. Lions. I mean 8 points seems low. I would suggest that spread or buy down to 6.5 if you can, but either way, this is gonna be at least Lions by a touchdown, if not more. Even our guests in the Lions den, Chris predicted Lions to win, so everybody is picking the Lions to win. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. We have all 7 people that have been involved in this podcast tonight, predicting the Lions to victory. Let's go.
All right.
Whoa, let's go.
Hey, Taylor. Right. Taylor, are you still there?
I am. Yeah, what's up?
Taylor there? I got a question for you. You're from the Detroit metro area, you said, right? Did you see Justified City Primeval?
I did not.
Did you see? Oh, you have not seen it? Oh, no, man. I was hoping.
That was not where I was expecting a question to go, UJ.
Well, it was filmed in Detroit. You know, it was an extension of the Justified series, you know. And I thought, you know, good perspective from someone living in Detroit, what he thought of it. That's all. So sorry.
Should we just come about
I'll put it on my list. Yes.
Anyways, so, I mean, Taylor, this is usually the point of podcast where, you know, it tends to just go a little off topic, a little off the rails. But after the predictions, you know, the big moment, the moment that the podcast has led up to, our predictions for the week. But anyways, Taylor, we want to thank you for joining the podcast here.
Thanks, Taylor.
We greatly appreciate it. Any last words before you sign off here?
No, thanks for having me, guys. Go Lions. Yeah.
Go Lions, baby.
All right,
go
baby.
Go Lions.
Yeah, baby.
And so thank you to Chris, our guest in Entering the Lions Den. Thank you to Taylor Waddles, our guest picker for the week. We look forward to having more and more entertaining guests entering not entering Lions Day. Well, entering Lions Day too, but also helping us with our prediction segment throughout the season. So reach out to us at drinkingthebluekoolaid@gmail.com. If you're interested in joining the podcast, any questions you want us to go over, trade deadline thoughts, you can also put those on Instagram @drinkingthebluekoolaid or Twitter/X @drinkinglions. Let us know your thoughts on there. Also, thank you to SidelineReport.com for supporting the podcast, and thank you to our producer
Kid J.
Mr. Kid J for crushing it every week as our
producer. Attaboy, Kid J.
So, it is Monday Night Football this week, so nothing from us Sunday, but right after the game on Monday night, maybe a late one, we'll be here on YouTube live streaming. That's at DTBK, or just type in Drinking the Blue Kool-Aid on YouTube. You'll find us. Subscribe so you get alerted when we go live, but it'll be probably 15, 20 minutes after the game is over, so look forward to that. Other than that, we'll wrap it up here, but we want to thank every one of our listeners for greatly supporting the podcast, listening every week, and we will see you on the live stream after a big Lions victory on Monday night, getting back in that win column and heading to the second half of the season and heading into the bye week. So thank you, everybody, for listening, and last but not least, as always,
go.
Down the field, a charging team that will not yield. And when the blue and silver wave, stand and cheer the brave. Rock, 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 go hard, win the game. With honor you will keep your fame. Down the field and gain a Lions victory.
Go!
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.